All of us, from when we're knee-high to a grasshopper, we're all taught that we are our body. I mean, it's just the way the world goes, that everybody is their body. This is what they're taught. And then you bring it in with you when you come into the planet. You've come back here. Well, every one of us that are sitting in this room at this moment, we're identified with our bodies as being ourselves in our last life. That's why we're here, because we're dragged back to it. We're dragged back to a body, not the old body that we had 500 years ago, but to a body. And so this is the point, that we have to slowly develop this in us. At the beginning it might be quite intellectual, really, that you think, well, the old man said that I'm not my body, I must try and understand this or do something about it, and you might never go past that for a long, long time. But the day will come when you get a flash of it, where you'll see that you're not your body, and under some circumstance. Usually what happens to people, they might have a sickie of some kind, and they separate from it in the middle of it, and then that gives them a taste of the fact that they're not their body. That's usual. That's the usual gratuitous way God gives it to us, that way. But there are other ways, of course. But that is the way that He does it, in a very kindly way to us. Gives us a taste of it if we're looking for it. And then you go back to it again. But I've seen it in myself more than once, under certain circumstances, and understanding that I'm not my body, and being well aware that I'm not my body. The body's been going through something, and I've just not been in it at all, not a bit. And there's plenty of other people who have done the same thing. So you can do it. You can get taste of it. Taste of everybody. We've all got to do that. I got my first taste of it when I used to have the vinery, and I had my mother's ashes in a box. I was waiting to get the thing built, and I had these little box of ashes of my mother's, and I put them up on the sill, and every morning when I walked past, I said, well, that's not you, Mum. And that was right. It became stronger and stronger, just that real understanding that that wasn't my mother. My mother I was carrying in my heart, where I normally carry it.